Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We're on live today, this last day in the new year in 2017. Amen, amen. I don't know about you all, but I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what he has done this year, 2017. I know all of us have a story of what God has done in our lives this year. But how many are expecting greater things from the Lord in 2018? Well, if you're expecting greater things from the Lord, surely the Lord expects some great things from you. Amen. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Ah, yes, we've had some hills to climb. Amen. We've had some tragedies. We had some losses of our loved ones. But how many know that God is yet a keeper? He is yet a comforter. He is yet a mind regulator. He is yet a heart fixer. Amen. If anybody needed their heart fixed this year, it was mine. I lost my mother in May of this year. And then 5 months later, I lost a granddaughter to a senseless murder. But I'm yet giving God the glory, and I'm yet giving him the praise. He entrusted me with two beautiful kids, Bentley, 6 years old, and Bailey, 4 years old. Amen. So I'm just asking the Lord to strengthen me and comfort me and give me an understanding. Hallelujah. Give me peace that passes all understanding and enable me to stand. Amen. We're here at the St. Martin's Manor, a senior complex, where we're getting ready to go into watch night service. Amen, amen. Just wanted to fellowship a little while with the seniors tonight. Amen. Some aren't able to get out tonight and travel, so we brought watch night service right here to them and here in the chapel. Amen. So we're going to open up. I have my dear cousin here with me. Amen. None other than the young prophet, Chad Bradford. And I'm going to let him open up with the word of prayer. And then if you hear any silence, amen, you know we're in preparation to open up the service and let them testify of what God has done in their lives and what they're expecting in 2018. You know God is a good God. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Whether we praise him or not, he's still good. Because he still has everything that he created able to praise him. He said, if you don't praise me, he said, I'll have the rock to cry out. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen, amen. We pray that each and every one of you all have a safe night tonight and bring 2018 in with a blast. Amen. I'm going to ask Prophet Chaz to open up with the word of prayer, and then you'll hear a little silence as we travel here to get with the seniors. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Chaz.
God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we come humble as we know how. God, asking if thy will be done. Let thy will be done. God, we thank you for this day. We give you the glory, the honor, and we give you the praise. God, as we get ready to go in the new year, God, we ask that you change. Make us more like you. Wash us through and through. God, we know that you're able. You brought us through January all the way to this, through 2015 all the way to 2017, and now as we go into 2018, God, we're asking for a change in our lives. We're asking for a change in our family. We're asking for a change in each and every part
of our bodies. God, we ask that you purify us with your blood. Cover us with thy holy and thy righteous blood. God, we ask that you cover us with the right mind. Give us the right mind frame, oh God. Give it to us. God, we asking that you clean us up. Forgive us for our sins, God. God, whatever we saw and heard and started in the past shall stay in the past. We're not going back, but we're going forth. For you said in your word, you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. It's not about Sally, it's not about Sue, but it's all about God. For you get the glory out of everything. And we're going to praise you. We're going to honor you. We're going to lift you up because you're God and you're God all by yourself. God, we're asking for a change tonight. And God, I pray that you will look one high, one of your handmaid servants behind thy cross. Hide behind thy cross, God. Fill up with thy holy and thy righteous power. Give her the ability. Hide her behind thy cross. Let her teach like she never taught before. For you know all about it. She's your servant, and she has served, and she's going to continue to serve till you say step down. God, we ask that you hide her now in the name of Jesus. Cover her with thy holy and thy righteous blood. Continue to purify her. God, give her an anointing word from heaven. God, we ask that you have your way tonight, oh God. Give us traveling grace for wherever we're going tonight. God, we thank you because you're God and you brought us through this and you brought us through that and you're bringing us through another year. And we say thank you for your grace. We say thank you for your prayer. God, we love you. For we're not here for a form of fashion. No, we're here to pray on thy holy and thy righteous name. But we're here to glorify you. This many blessings we ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Stay tuned. You're going to hear a little song until we open up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I got a praise down on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. There's no one like you, Lord. None like you.
Yes, God. Come on.
We spoke together in another service earlier, but we went there singing all over the city, preaching all over the city, and And he even motivates me. Sometimes he'll call me and say, "Bro, this is my ass Jesus. You know, they got to get his mind. Well, you come in. Plus, people don't want to see me as much as they want to see you, you know. But a new thing. When so many young people his age, you know, is trying to get into ministry, it's a new thing. And the Lord said he's going to do something new. Notice this Isaiah 43 and 18. 18 is the number of restoration. 2018. You know, I know some of the pastors in the evangelist, you know, give $218, $2,018. You know, it plays a number, man. But this book is going to be just the pastor because this is like a song by the I'm all that. Very energetic. So when you can't do it, and when you can't do it, God comes and he's able to do it. You know, buried mom, then come back and buried granddaughter. Then 15 years ago, restoration, buried daughter. You ain't got nothing else.
What else? I heard you earlier. What shall I render? What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits? You yourself. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I just want to Yes.
Amen. We thank God Almighty for this great blessed opportunity, y'all. Amen. As we know, we had a little incident. Amen. But we have went on over to the other side. Amen. And I'm going to close us out with a word of prayer. Eternal God, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your honor, God. God, as we leave this prayer, this Blog Talk Radio, God, we ask that you continue to strengthen it, continue to bless it. And God, as we go into the new year, God, we ask for miracles, blessings. But God, for you said in your word, if I be lifted up, from there, you draw all men unto me. God, this prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, y'all. God bless you. God keep you. And we will see you guys on next time. Amen.